Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here at 88.1 FM, WCWP.org, where if you want to hear any of our shows, if you want to stream it live, you can go to WCWP.org and look for our little Project Independence icon and click on that and just go to a date where we have a program of your interest and you can stream at your leisure. So this is Project Independence in You, and I'm your host, Rebecca Miller. Guest host is Anne Hirsch. And right now we're speaking with some wonderful people from Family and Children's Association and learning about the programs that they have for seniors, people 60 and over, and very interesting information. We're back with Lisa Stern, who is the Assistant VP of Senior Programs and Program. She's a Program Director of ISIP, which we were talking a lot about and we're going to get back to. And now we have Martha Mata, and she is the Senior Financial and HICAP Director at Family and Children's. And we're going to ask her to tell us what HICAP stands for. And but right now, we're just going to go right back to Lisa, because I know, Anne, you had a question right before we went to break about case management.
Oh, right.
And we wanted to kind of continue with that.
Yes, you had asked about training.
I wanted to know, who is the case manager? What kind of background does that person have?
Case managers have a BA or BS, but they are trained by the Nassau County Department of Senior Citizens Affairs. Well, that's the old name. Yeah. Nassau County Office for Aging.
Right.
And they're actually now required to be certified and take a course. It's like an 18 hours of training.
Right.
In addition to that.
So there's a lot of training involved, and it just seems that, you know, you vet and train, and that this program is very careful when they pick volunteers and case managers to kind of assist people to age.
Everyone
place
has a background check. And also, Family and Children's is so wonderful at providing so much educational opportunities.
Right. Okay. Martha, thank you so much for being here today. We're really happy that Family and Children's came with three people that have kind of different areas of expertise and can provide information to, you know, the seniors in the town who are aging in place and really could use some services. So maybe you could tell us a little bit about what you do and what HICAP means. We're a land of acronyms. I mean, everywhere you look, there's an acronym. And you know, if you could say it as a word, like ISIP, I felt so impressed, you know, that we could do it. And HICAP. So let's learn a little bit about Martha's role at Family and Children's and the programs that she's responsible for or with.
Sure. Thank you for welcoming us today. So HICAP is the Health Insurance Information Counseling Assistance Program. And pretty much what we do is we have counselors on standby who are there to provide answers to your Medicare questions. Medicare could be extremely confusing,
right,
especially for people who are just transitioning to retirement and are about to transition to a different healthcare insurance provider. Medicare has four parts that could be a little bit confusing. And what we do is help you understand what drug plans to pick.
Right.
And that's part of your Part D. And also make sure that you are enrolled correctly for your Part A and Part B and C as your supplement insurances.
Wonderful. Quick question, though. With HICAP, can anyone call you? Is it means tested, or how do you decide who to help or who can be helped
so
by you?
We're available to Nassau County as a whole. We're the one office that is designated to help clients who are 60 and above. So we are in a few weeks transitioning to our program becoming full time. So we'll have counselors by our hotlines Monday to Friday from 9 to 5.
Okay. And is that going to be ongoing, or is it just during enrollment periods?
It's ongoing.
Wonderful.
And on that note of enrollment period, enrollment does start October 15th until December 7th, and that is the time that you have to just review what drug plans you have and just see if that's something you want to continue with. Also, just to make sure that your medical providers, if there's any insurances you want to change, and that's your opportunity to make that change without any penalties.
Right. So you get busy during that time period, I'm sure.
Yes, extremely.
And is that the same number that people could call, that 292-1300, or is there
actually
a different
number?
Actually,
we have a direct hotline,
okay.
And that is 516-485-3754.
Okay. 516-485-3754. So that's 516-485-3754 with any Medicare questions. And that could be for anybody, you know, and you can provide information to people who are newly on and then also during enrollment periods or at any time. It's a wonderful service.
Absolutely. And even if you just have general questions on when to start enrolling for your Medicare coverage. So if you just want to start planning ahead, you can give us a call and we'll open up a case and just walk you through the process. Also, our facility is a walk-in facility, so we can schedule an appointment and have you come in and review your insurance plan with
you. Before somebody gets Medicare is really the best time to connect with you.
Absolutely.
To kind of get an education.
We encourage that, yeah.
Do you do, and you probably have done, do you do programs like if we needed to have for Project Independence, we have health or informational chats? We do a lot of Medicare instruction programs with our own, you know, subcontracted social workers, but this might be something really good for you to come and talk to our seniors about and our younger seniors.
We do. We're extremely active in the community. We're actually lining up dates in Nassau County for what's called Medicare and More outreach event, where we do go to local senior centers and libraries. With advance notice, your library should post it in the bulletin and your senior centers as well. And it's about a two-hour event. Go in. We're going to have tables with other vendors that are there as well with information that may be useful for
Great.
You.
Great. So it would be a good idea for seniors if they're about to receive Medicare or if they're in a stage where they need to enroll or they have questions, if they call the 485-3754 number, they'll also be given dates maybe when you're in their area when they could come to a program there.
Absolutely. We understand that sometimes an in-person interaction is easier for our clients to understand.
Right.
So we do provide them with the dates. With ahead of time.
Right.
And Martha, just differentiate if there is any. I know when I went through the experience, I found Medicare to be helpful, and they were very good. But do you go beyond what Medicare does regarding the supplemental medical plans and the other options that they may not go into such depth over? Can you assist with choosing a plan that will help supplement my Medicare?
We do. We can provide you with that information, such as Medigaps, the Advantage plans. So we do go into more specific details. You know, we are allotted that time with our clients, that one-on-one kind of review with them, what is available to them, since Medicare does pretty much just cover the basic information that's needed.
Okay. I was just informed by Christina, our wonderful producer, that I guess you are doing a program with us on November 3rd, which will be at our joint advisory program, which is something we do. We have six or seven advisories, I should know that, Project Independence advisories, where we have people who live in the community who are 60 and over come monthly, meet, and we talk about the needs of the community. And a few times a year now, what we've been doing is we're joining all the committees together, and we do kind of a joint advisory committee. And I believe you guys are coming.
Yes.
All right.
Great.
That'll be great.
We'll see
That'll
you
really
then.
Be good. And that's during the enrollment period.
Yes.
So
it's a perfect opportunity.
It is a good opportunity. Anne, will you come?
Oh, I would love to come. Absolutely.
You're invited.
But I do have a question for you. What about those of us who have our Medicare and have our insurance in place and then begin to question whether this is a little too expensive? Can you help me in any way that I've got a plan and now I'm sort of over my head with the cost of things?
Yes, we can. We have what's called like a special enrollment period. And that's something that we can work with Medicare directly. It's not promised, but we do attempt to try to see if there's any changes we can do within that grace period without any penalties.
Great. So, great.
Yeah. And you might be eligible for other savings, like extra help for prescription drugs or Medicare savings programs. So we try to look at that as well.
Right. Okay. Because it is so confusing.
Right.
It's
and then
confusing.
Also, the drugs can get very costly. Do you work with the drugs as well?
We do. We have access to creating a drug plan where we can compare three options and we'll pick the one that works best with your specific medications. We use this using the client-specific medication that they use.
Right. Wow.
So this is a really tailored-made program.
Yeah. And that should be reviewed annually by seniors because the programs change every year.
The programs change. The medication they're on changes. So
very confusing.
Well, it is very confusing. Well, I told you this would go fast because we now are down to, under a minute and a half. So wanted to thank Lisa Stern, Tammy Ditkoff, and Martha Matta from Family and Children's Association. And Ann, thank you so much. I know you're staying around, but what happens is there's so many questions and there's so much going on, and it's great that Project Independence is, we're partners. We really are, because we do connect with you, and these services are wonderful, and you're coming. Martha, are you doing the program? Do you know? Or someone from your division?
I think I'll be there, and Martha will be there.
And our coordinator, Pauline Andrews, as well.
Yes.
Also, I just want to mention briefly about our senior financial program. We have a program that is available to counsel seniors on debt crises, mortgage arrears, foreclosure counseling, mortgage modifications, and also reducing your property tax.
Thank you. So call 485-3754 if you have any questions.
Yes.
But we have to go to break. Thanks again. We're going to Old Time Radio, Duffy's Tavern, Archie's Yearbook, and following that, Christina and I will be doing Talk of the Town. Thank you again so much.
Thank you.
Family and Children's, this is Project Independence and You, WCWP.org.